I really am about to make this the ASMR intro. This is a deep cut cup, bro. Like, you've been pouring. I just started the recording, but you poured for like 20 seconds.
I did. It is a very
What an intro. Be water, people. Be water.
All right. Welcome back. You know, it's been a while, but We always come back. We don't just desert you.
I feel like a mist ninja after that intro.
Really?
I've been watching a lot of Naruto since I've been off, y'all. So
what about one of those?
Get ready for a lot of references.
Those Timbaland.
I cried. Beats. Jiraiya died. Oh, Pervis Sage. This is not even the planned intro. I didn't write Naruto down on my list of things to talk about. But it's been so good to me the last week or so. I've just...
Man, you just said you cried. I don't know if that's been good to you, but I cried.
Anime is perfect like that. I like crying to anime.
Kakashi died.
They weave great stories. Yeah, Kakashi even tried to make me cry. Even though I know he's alive, it's just still. It's because we also watched all the way through, so Naruto can box pain, and that's been great. Like,
it's heart-wrenching because...
Oh, both of our notifications are on. Wow. We're very professional here at the Mind of Monty podcast. I haven't even welcomed you in. New listeners, what an intro, right? You don't even know who's talking. You don't even know who we are.
Okay, let's back up then a couple paces. Welcome back.
I'm been late on producing a lot.
Yeah.
Lately.
To the Mind of Monty podcast with your host, your boy Monty G, and I, Mo. Today we're going to talk to you about some stuff that's been happening in wrestling the past...
I'm talking everything, basically. Month. The last 3 weeks. I'm not going to say everything, because I've been slacking on New Japan again, World Tag League and stuff. I know you said I just abandoned
the Super Juniors.
They're both doing it. I think one night is Tag League, and the next night is, like, Super Junior matches or something. So, like... But the one night I actually watched the New Japan, guess what it was? Exactly. It wasn't Super Junior. So you're going to really think I'm biased against them.
I'm not.
I really am not biased against the Super Juniors. I still love New Japan. I'm going to catch up. It's just I don't have enough time to do that while I'm crying about Jiraiya.
Why?
Yo, no, I'm just playing. That was great, though. I loved it. It's all coming together perfectly. I'm obviously nowhere near the end of Naruto, so don't spoil anything out there. I know everyone else has finished it. Leave me alone. I'm late to the party, especially Shippuden. I had knew a little bit about Naruto before I even rewatched it last year. Mo. I don't call you that, actually.
Why is that?
Even on the show, I don't call you that.
Why is that breath there?
Mo.
Like, calm down. Mo.
I did my enunciation test. So, you know, this is me enunciating to the fullest degree. I want everyone to understand me. I probably just spit all over the mic. That is what the spit thing was here for.
I'm the moderator. Let's get this back on track. Sir.
This is all the way off track.
We will make a separate podcast about anime and Naruto and how great it's been.
Yes,
so far.
I'm going to catch everybody up. Also, I'm going to talk about Bleach. I'm going to talk about One Piece. I'm going to talk about...
I said anime. You don't have to run down the list.
I'm talking about Super. I'm talking about Dragon Ball Original. I'm talking about Dragon Ball Z. I'm talking about Scarlet Nexus, the video game. I'm talking about Boruto being trash. I'm talking about what's left. Everything. Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, so I can cry some more. Talk about what else?
All of my romance anime that I've been watching.
All of the shoujos.
Yona of the Dawn.
She's gonna drag me back to Fruit Basket, most likely at some point.
It's the final season, so now I can wait.
I'm trying to figure out what else is left.
It
doesn't matter. Oh yeah, One Piece. It's like 1,000 episodes. I said it already. It's so many episodes. Like I said it twice.
You don't.
I'm literally on like episode 46. Leave me alone. So I got a long way to go. I gotta finish Bleach somehow. I went back to that. I know. I finished Yu Yu Hakusho.
Sir.
You said another pod.
Yes, another pod, sorry. Not this pod. If you want to go off the rails and I can redo the intro about how this was going to be about wrestling.
Yeah.
First off, before we get started, we at the Mind of Monty podcast, meaning Mo and Apollo the Cat, want to say happy belated birthday to Monty G. That's part of the reason why we had a hiatus.
They were a little late on that.
Yes, someone decided. Someone decided that they want to turn 26 in November.
I had nothing to do with that decision. I don't think it's fair to blame me.
Okay.
When I was conceived against my I didn't even know. Wasn't even aware. No one consulted me.
I mean, you were the sperm that made it.
Yeah.
So you were pretty adamant about being born.
Well, you don't understand what it's like in a sack.
I do.
Those sack days were not the best.
I was there at one point, yeah.
Yeah. It reminds me of watching stuff on the cock.
Stop calling it that. Oh, my God.
I definitely call Peacock that all the time. I have to make sure I let everyone know that it's Peacock.
Please do.
But, yeah. Please
do. All right. Cock. Back on track. So, again.
How do we get off?
Again, happy belated birthday to Monty G.
I had a good one. I watched Naruto on my birthday. But that's not the only thing I did. I had a good time. I had a very good time. But, yeah, that is why that's part of the reason why we off. Also, another part of the reason is because, I got lazy. I didn't feel like watching wrestling. I'm just going to be honest with you guys sometimes. And I was relaxing. Yeah, just taking my time. I was like, all right, it'd be a good time for it. Because I'm not really, I still put out a pod for Christmas. We'll have something for the new year also or whatever. So I'm not really going to take a break from the pod because I'll be at home anyway. So why not? So I kind of took my break, if you want to consider it,
a break
early, if you see what I'm saying. Yeah. So think about it that way. I was thinking about doing a year in, but like, I'm starting to take notes. Next year I will take more notes and save them, but I don't be keeping up with everything. I was telling, James on my webinar, nice little, look at that little drop in there, check it out.
Yeah.
Check it out when I'm on there. Of course, I'm not saying don't check out the episodes when I'm not on there, but I mean, it's the Mind of Munchies podcast. So I'm promoting my appearances. You know what I'm saying? Okay. That was a little egotistical.
Okay. Little bit.
Listen to the show. Anyway, the point I was making about that is that I don't take notes. I have no clue what happened all year, basically.
It's been a rough year.
Yeah. I have no clue what happened. So
all
like
the good's been overshadowed.
I think I have a match of the year, but it's like, so I don't know. So like even in terms of wrestling, I'm not really sure because my memory. Now, I do, it's memorable moments, of course. Everyone, it's going to be great. It was great moments a lot in wrestling this year. There's also a lot of terrible moments with releases and, new bad news. But it's tough. So I was thinking about doing a year-end, review type show. But I don't know. I have to just work at it and plan a actual review so I can kind of, you see what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Break down my feelings on a lot of things that happened this year, or I could stop being lazy and edit a bunch of clips and just call that the best of the year.
No, you won't do that.
I cannot be lazy and I can just edit a bunch of clips from the show and then you can get my ideas that way. Like I said, I don't know. I'm thinking about it. We'll figure it out as we go. I still got a week or so before I, whatever. If not, I'll just give you guys a pod. And I won't even acknowledge it, or I will acknowledge it and say, see y'all next year. And that'll be the only way I'll acknowledge it. And then I'll actually take note of things that happened. Because it's a long year, man. If you think about wrestling right now, think about where wrestling is right now in December, and then look back at just in January of this year and think about storylines, think about where people work, think about this and that, and you'll see what I'm trying to say. Like, it's really been that type of year. And with all the turnover, like Braun Strowman, I think. Braun Strowman was definitely on television for WWE in January.
He was, yes.
He was still a wrestler. Nia Jax was still wrestling. See, I'm just saying, all of that stuff that is, we kind of accept it now that, all right, well, it is what it is, right, at this point. it's a lot of turnover in a lot of different ways, and I'm not going to act like I have the greatest memory about it all. So, we'll see. Well. But I'll definitely compile a show if that's necessary. If you guys want it, let me know on Twitter, at MindMontyPod, or wherever you guys, you know, check out stuff online. I'm mostly on Twitter. But, yeah, do that if you want a best of, you know, the year type of show.
Speaking.
If not, I'll just do what I got to do and do either do it anyway or not. You know, we'll see.
Wow, that was a great way.
But let me know if you don't want to do it. If you don't want me. If you don't want it, then I won't do it.
Okay. Moving on.
I won't do it.
From your indecisiveness.
Very indecisive.
Very indecisive. We were talking about your memory and you know, during this.
You're going to help me.
No, make I'm not.
See, you're not going to help me come up with the
Look,
end of
I
the
I watched
review.
Even less wrestling than you did this year.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Everything I'm gonna have is incredibly biased, and
I would have to go on the internet and figure all this out.
Yeah. So we're gonna talk about Survivor Series now. You know, so that we don't.
Yeah. Even further in the past.
Right. You know.
Back to November, guys.
Such a long time ago, because that did happen.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where I left off.
It
so,
is.
You know.
So I'm just gonna
catching up.
Catching up on Survivor Series, we're going to talk about how did you feel about Shinsuke versus Damian, and the finish of that match and all that it entailed. How was it as a show opener? All of that good stuff.
First of all, poor Shinsuke Nakamura. I'll get to more of that later, probably. Or I probably won't, because he wasn't even noticeable on the show. My guy only defended his title one time, and he's had belt 4 months. Like, how? What are you looking at? What is this? What is this?
Don't worry. Don't worry my business. You got commentation to do.
Commentation. Anyway.
Commenting.
No, somebody humping the air on your Facebook. I'm trying to figure out what the hell was going on.
No, that was abuse. That wasn't humping the
air. Oh, this the dude who get beat up?
He was beating her up.
Oh, he's beating up. Why are you watching this casually while I'm doing anyway? You know, back to wrestling.
It just happened to be on the screen when you decided to look over here.
Back to wrestling. That's why I deleted Facebook. So if you guys can't find me on Facebook, it's because I deleted my account.
Nobody's checking for you.
I hope not. Don't check for me. But if you are close to me and
typing your name.
Yeah. If you look for Facebook, it will not exist, especially in 30 days. It should be wiped from the internet.
Why does it take 30 days?
I don't know why. But I'm not going back on it. So.
It's like you're going to change your mind.
Whatever. Yeah, they think I'm just going to. Yeah, you'll be back. No, I won't, Facebook. No, I won't.
No.
Anyway, or if I do come back, it'll be running a business account or something. It won't be.
Sir.
Won't be this.
That's not personal. What we're talking about.
Oh, if I'm going to run the business, I gotta
Shinsuke Nakamura versus Damian Priest.
Oh, yeah, now you get me back on track. I hate DQs. It was a DQ match. It ended up in DQ. I hate seeing these two guys on the pre-show, but it was awesome. Like when they actually was wrestling, it was awesome. I said I used hate twice, but it was awesome at times, especially when they actually was wrestling. Man, it was just they had really good chemistry for people that haven't really watched fight together. But I guess their styles mesh well. But anyway, it was just a good chance to view a new element too in Priest's character. I don't know where they're going with that character. You know, the little, you know, Jekyll and Hyde-ish type thing. But, you know,
we'll see.
DQ on the pre-show, you know, I don't know. But come on, man. Can you at least act like you have an Intercontinental champion, WWE? Or at least have an Intercontinental division? Please?
There is no mid-card.
Right.
It doesn't exist.
At all. It's sick.
It's Baron Corbin.
It's very sick.
Baron Corbin is a mid-card. All right. We'll leave that there on the table. What about Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair?
In my opinion, I think it was the best match of the night. And, both ladies just looked like $1 million from the gear, all the way to the mat, to just like the action and how it got started. And like the fans, the energy in the building was just great from the beginning. And it was a different intensity in this match. You know, you can add this to the list of their great encounters because it just fit in really, really well. And like I said, the fans really was loving what they were doing. And it made a case for probably the best encounter. I don't know how real the Heat is, like or was or whatever, but, you know, they sold their asses off for each other. And if it isn't real Heat, they definitely played it out well. If you see what I'm saying.
They did.
If it's made up, they did a really good job of making it seem like they were sick of each other. And I wrote that before I saw the finish. So, yeah, I thought it was a strong match.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next up, we had the men's Survivor Series match.
Best match of the night.
Really?
Yeah. Charlotte and Becky had the best match of the night, in my opinion.
Okay. Men's Survivor Series match.
So, you know, it was fun, of course. You know, they had a time. Even when Kevin Owens walked out in the beginning, even though it was predictable, I definitely enjoyed that moment. You know, it was, you know, nice to see that play out. The fans wanted Jeff Hardy to go over. And, like, I understood it. He was on fire for a time there, and he was looked like he would survive. But the way Seth Rollins just kind of spoiled that, you know, it was just executed perfectly. And overall, it was a fun elimination tag. I didn't have a problem with the match at all. You know, and Seth Rollins winning. And it's funny talking about Jeff Hardy in this context. We'll talk about more about that later also. But
a little bit later.
Yeah. This was cool. This was really cool.
All right. So we saw Bex win the last one, then followed up with her husband winning. So they went home with their baby immediately after this, you think?
Most likely. Pretty sure it was a good night.
Yeah, hopefully no one woke the baby this time. Battle Royal. Tell me about that throwaway mostly tag team Battle Royal.
Mostly tag team. There you go. It was the Almas show. You know, he dominated. And I guess he looked good, unstoppable. I guess it's kind of a classic Battle Royal in that retrospect because the big guys used to always dominate.
But, you know,
back in the day, not like. Okay. Now, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, Big Show lost a lot of battle royals.
But smirching the big man name, gosh, him and Ricky.
I'm sure he won the Andre the Giant Memorial. If that, I forgot. I can't believe I brought that up.
Don't bring that up.
Who cares about that? Anyway,
I mean, it'd be disrespectful not to have him have won.
Now the whole segment was obviously sponsored by Pizza Hut. And get your money, I understand. But, yeah, they were trying to make sure you understood Pizza Hut had something to do with this. So, I don't really know how I feel about sponsors.
Down with Pizza Hut.
Like, that way. Like, yeah, so old. They couldn't even do it overtly. Nah. And then I've never seen a wrestling match sponsored by something.
They've always done that. They used to do it differently.
That way is fine, but the way they were trying to incorporate it
into what was going on,
yeah, that's what I was talking
throwing
about.
Throwing it in the crowd. I mean, that one time, I guess you can't say that. I mean, it's fine. It is what
it is. Yeah, it's fine. It's just, like you said, they used to do it in a different way.
They did. They just put the logo at the bottom of the screen. They went all out here.
Yeah. I wrote it is what it is about this match. So what you think about this? What you think? It's a battle royal. It is what it is. It's a battle royal. Big man dominated.
Yeah. All right, next up we have the Usos versus RK-Bro.
Man, this was a hell of a tag team match. This was right up there with Charlotte and Becky to me, man. I enjoyed this. And I'm not even surprised because, like, look who's involved. Like, Riddle can go. Randy obviously can go. And then the Usos, if they're not the best tag team, they're – second. So, yeah. The Usos and then that finish, come on. Great. RKO, like, out of nowhere, you can, come on. It's time. When it's timed perfectly, you can watch Randy do that RKO any day of the week. So, yeah, it was good.
All right. I see you. I got you there. Then we've got the Women's Survivor Series match.
Yeah, I really didn't like the fans' energy here because I thought they were the women were working hard and the fans kind of just shitted on the match, and that obviously can always take you out of it. And you know they were doing the wave and chanting CM Punk, and I was just like, why this match? You know that sucked. And like I also always wonder when you do things like that, why even pay to go to a show, especially Survivor Series? Mm-hmm. Why Like, why do you even go to a pay-per-view like that if you're just going to try to, you know, hijack the show? And I understand the public opinion is not too good on WWE, but they paid their money. You paid your money to them, so you obviously support them. So what's the point? But whatever. Once Sasha got turned on as far as the match went, I just knew Bianca was going to come back. You know, and, like, once she got on turned on, I figured her team would lose because it's just so dumb. You know, why would you get your teammate eliminated in that situation, you know?
Exactly.
I just didn't get it, but the match was okay, and Bianca winning, even though it was predictable, was fine. But, again, I really did not like what the fans did there. It was stupid.
Okay. I can understand that. You know, fans do what fans do, even when it's inappropriate. And
you're not a part of the show. You're right. A part of the show, but, you know, you're not that important. You're not more important than what's going in the ring.
We talk about it all the time. Like, how can somebody pay their money just to shit on the product? Like, why waste your money? If you want to boo, just stay home.
Yeah, if you're insulted by something that's going on, I guess I can understand. But it's like, it wasn't like the women were, like, wasn't like they were having a bad match. I don't understand. Now, WWE did not. Now, that could be their reward for not putting anything into this bill, because I was complaining about that. It was a lackadaisical bill, but I would never disrespect the people in the ring trying to entertain me, though.
Exactly, for what's going on.
Just because creative don't know what they're doing. Right.
Exactly. All right, so heading up on that show, we got Big E versus Roman. We talked a lot about this at home, like how this had a great story, but tell me how the match was.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it because I thought Big E hung with Roman. I thought he really looked like he belonged, and he took it to Roman at times, and I thought that was pretty good. I thought that it was nice to see that because, you know, even though he's WWE champion, you know, Big E still has to prove himself. And now that he has this opportunity, and I think he's a great champion. I think no one is more beloved than Big E, and I don't think anyone is more deserving of that spotlight. But Roman winning was the obvious outcome. And even though I would have liked Big E to possibly win, you know, and I thought Big E looked good in defeat, you know, but we all know at this point that Roman winning is borderline guaranteed at every show, especially big shows. So, yeah, Roman Reigns winning, not a surprise, but I thought it was a good match. I did like Becky and Charlotte a little bit better than this match, but I also thought this was fine, too. It was really, really good. Like, I thought this was very strong. And overall, about Survivor Series, you know, I really, really liked it. You know, I thought the vibe of the match of Becky and Charlotte was just, it made everything feel like a huge deal. And Roman and Big E, like I said, they definitely belong to be mentioned right in, you know, in there with them, and also Usos and RK-Bro. Like, the men's and 5-on-5 matches was also, like, fun. I thought they were all strong parts of the shows, you know. Even if, you know, like I said, they weren't all perfect, I thought it was good. You know, it was all solid, fun stuff. So, it was overall, you know, it was a fun show. And it made up for a horrible build, in my opinion. So it was kudos to everybody working hard, you know, to still put on a good show, even with, you know, a build that's lackadaisical, you know, not interesting at all, you know. And like I said, hopefully next year brand supremacy will be gone and Survivor Series will be a little bit more exciting. But I don't know. I think they're a little stuck in their ways. So we'll see.
They say if it isn't broke, don't fix it, okay?
Yeah, and I guess, like I said, since it was a good show, I can't complain. It was still a good show, but, you know, that's because of the talent involved. It's not because creative was doing them any favors.
Exactly. Okay, on to other things. So it looks as though WWE is building now toward this day one pay-per-view. I personally don't like the name of it. I know it's on January 1st, but we could have been a little bit more creative. So let's
maybe they like the Jack Black movie. Oh, no, that's year one, ain't it?
Yeah, it's year one.
Nah, who cares?
It's year one.
What a horrible joke, but who cares? All right, go ahead.
So tell me how you feel about, like, tell me a little bit about, you know, the day one pay-per-view so far. I think we've got Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins and Big E scheduled.
So, you know, as far as I know, that was maybe the first time they even mentioned Day One was building to this match, and Owens got himself inserted into the feud, or basically inserted into the match. So because of Seth Rollins, basically, and so Seth Rollins kind of got what he deserved, but at the same time, he, you know, that's his fault. He screwed himself, kind of. But you know, it should be a fun match at the end of the day. You know, I've been enjoying the build, honestly. And then, like, they added Bobby Lashley to the mix, kind of, by making him attack those guys. It's just going to make the Raw title picture even better. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I haven't been enjoying Raw for the most part, all, you know, completely. But as far as this feud goes, or as far as, like, you know, what their world title picture looks like, I think it's very, very strong. Very, very strong.
All right. I see you. And so we talk about this all the time, how Raw's tag team division is really just an amalgamation of, like, five groups. It's less than five.
Yeah. They're having a tournament.
They are having a tournament.
RK Broneman or whatever they were doing.
Oh, my God. That's been terrible. So how what was the first match of the tournament? I'm trying to remember.
I think it was AJ and Omos versus the Profits.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's when, you know, AJ and Omos. The only interesting thing I will say about that, because I've seen this match a billion times, I could care less when they do it. It's not their fault. It's just, like I said, overbooking. Neither tag division is that deep. So, you know, but I will say that they, you know, they can definitely get good matches, especially with AJ Styles involved and all that. But, you know, I couldn't wait for AJ to be alone again. AJ and Omos seem like they're having issues. They're not communicating well. They're not working out. That's what's contributed to their last few losses and stuff. So, you know, I'm definitely intrigued to see how they can present him without AJ. And then also, I want to see, like, what AJ Styles, or, like, what actually breaks him up. Will it be, like, a AJ Styles babyface run after this? Or will it, you know, be, you know, what will split them up? Will they even feud? Will it just be a spot that breaks them up and then they just won't associate anymore? What happens going forward? I don't know. Maybe I was teasing, or I was thinking on NXT UK that Mustache Mountain was teasing that they're going to break up and they just won a tag team title. So, I don't know shit.
You never know, because, you know, things in WWE can change at the drop of a dime.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, I think we me and you off mic talked about Liv and Becky and how, you know, the fans really are behind Liv and
especially Twitter.
I saw Liv posting.
Social media, though. They love her.
I saw Liv posting about Trish Stratus messaging her. And it was like, the blonde is going to win this time. I was like, oh, that's so cute. Look at that support. But yeah. How do you feel about Liv Morgan and her character progression and all of that right now?
Yeah, she finally's getting her chance to, you know, show what she can do. And like you said, put her skills on display. And, you know, she was fighting the best. She was fighting, you know, the best woman in wrestling, basically, over the last few years on a great platform. You know, main event in Raw, on the anniversary of Lita and Trish doing so, like, 17 years ago. So, you know, that's crazy that's how long ago that was, you know, when they main event in Raw. You know,
right? That's a whole grown adult now.
Yeah, literally, you know, 2003, so... yeah, it was a star making performance also in the match, you know, coming so close to beating Becky Lynch and, looking like she belonged in the ring with Becky Lynch. Like she literally looked like she was on her level. So it's great because, you know, like I said, Liv Morgan has been underutilized for a long time. So it's good that they're finally going to start cashing in. You know, it's funny. It reminds me when that time they put her in the damn tub a few years ago. That's how long it been. Like, literally, she was talking about, look at, watch me or something back then. And it was like, yeah. Literally been waiting that long. And that was pre-pandemic, had to be, right? Yeah. And they had her in the tub and stuff on her for, on her comeback. So
because CJ still worked there.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's an interesting concept.
That's my point about not remembering stuff in year-end review. Like, you see how long ago that was?
Bobby was engaged to her then. Or married.
That sounds like a totally different world. Like, wrestling is sick.
Right? Like, how can all this stuff have happened and nobody remembers?
Yeah. It's crazy, man.
That's what they're betting on, I guess. Okay, so now we're gonna switch gears shortly here. And move to SmackDown and tell you like a little bit about what's been happening on SmackDown. A bunch of confusing things. So who was it? Dang it. Drew's getting the runaround right now. Tell me about that.
Yeah, you know, WWE's basically teasing this, in my opinion, that I'm gonna say Roman is dodging Drew, and I could be wrong, but you know, some mysterious higher authority is, you know, making Drew not use his sword. Someone is Drew got removed from that battle royale that gave a title shot, you know. Like, why would a guy like Drew wouldn't be allowed in that match? You know, see what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. How would McIntyre not be allowed in a battle royale that gives you a number one contendership at Roman?
Because he don't cut the mustard.
No, they're pushing him off. They're trying to making him, you know, it's a conspiracy. He's the one who needs to be Sami Zayn in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's stabbing tables.
I do like it, though, because we know Roman is, like, literally the only one. He's the only one who brags about it. He's the only one on the show that even let get away with stuff. We know that Roman is the only one with the stroke to get him removed. So, I liked it. I like it. I may be wrong, but I also saw a very, very exciting tweet. If we get Roman, Brock, and Drew at WrestleMania, hey, that's not a bad. That's not a bad main event.
And then Drew goes over. Yeah, that's what we need.
Yeah, not a bad main event, especially because, like, you know, I think people after Survivor Series, they've given up on The Rock. They've given up.
Yeah,
it's about power. Drive. It's about power.
We stay hungry.
Yeah, not gonna do it. Not
you have to devour. No, okay, whatever. How about devouring?
It's about drive.
How about devouring a face full of whipped cream? It seems as though WWE SmackDown is pushing for Charlotte versus Toni Storm at day one or
possibly.
A pay-per-view.
I don't think
future.
They've officially said it, but yeah, possibly, yeah. And I hate this story. Basically, at least the pie face element. It is what it is. I guess they're embarrassing each other, so whatever. I do think the match that we'll get out of it probably will still be worth it. And the fans really, really like Toni Storm. Like, wherever they're going, and also, you know, everyone loves Toni, who's ever just watched her work. Like, they have a star there if they know what they're doing. That's the problem with WWE. You're never really sure if they know what they're doing. But I'm just saying, I think Charlotte brags that she makes stars, but she really can't help make a star here. And I really think – I just don't know if day one will be the day. I think maybe Charlotte wins here, but maybe at WrestleMania, Toni, or, you know, well, since they turned Shotzi heel, I don't think it'll be Shotzi. But, yeah, Toni or Sasha. But, see, Toni getting there is going to make it weird for me because I just still see them getting back to Sasha and Charlotte at Mania somehow. Maybe a multi-women match. I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah. This is you know, the eventual title match that we made, like you said, may get at day one between Storm and Charlotte will still be a good match, no doubt.
Yeah, I was gonna say you can't keep booking these triple threats. You got one for Brock and Drew and Roman, and now you're trying to put Charlotte.
It's an option. And no, it don't have to be three. I mean, I'm trying to see, like, you can throw shots in there if you want to. And that's four. That's a four way. I don't know. You know they love to pack the card. They love to get everybody out. Now, don't be surprised if you see some more makeshift teams because they're going to probably do a multi-women tag match.
Definitely.
You're going to see some teams forming to fight Carmella and Queen Zelina.
New tag champions,
by the way. Newer on my show. They ain't that new. It's been like a couple weeks, I think. But, yeah, congrats.
Yeah, sure.
Zelina's first championship. You know, that's
Lady Hokage Zelina.
Exactly, Lady Hokage.
But we'll move on from there. Continuing on the vein of women's stories, we're still doing.
That's what this is, a story.
Yeah, we're still doing Naomi and Sonya, and I'm a little like, when is Nay? When you gonna get her?
Because they keep hiding behind the veil of her being management.
She is not. So she can still get these
until
hands.
She get that revoked. Naomi's probably gonna always get screwed.
She can get these hands.
It is what it is. I don't really like this story. I've mentioned it in the past that I don't like it, but I am down for Naomi and Sonya's match, and I'm also down if they ever have a one-on-one match. But I'm also cool with what Xia Li making her debut. I don't necessarily like that they kind of showed a video package and hyped up that it's gonna be a match, and then we barely get a match. We also get more screw job stuff. I guess it still counts as a match, and she is management, so it makes sense for her to still use her stroke right now. But I love when Pat McAfee the week before that kind of pointed out how trash WWE is for letting management hit wrestlers. Like, seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, where is that allowed? You know, he had the same reaction to me when Sonya slapped Naomi the week before. But, yeah, Xia Li debuting like a superhero makes sense. You know what I mean?
It does.
And only time will tell, you know, when it comes to her WWE's execution with her, how valuable she will be or how valuable she can be. Like I said, Xia and Sasha and Naomi six women's match with Sonya and Screw. Sonya and Natalya and then Shayna, who was being very, like, just totally wasted.
She's a hench lady if I've ever seen one.
Totally wasted. Shayna, I would add to my title match if they would let her go, but they never
not.
Will.
They're not.
So I'm just going to give up on that. But, yeah, this story, I'm ready for the payoff at some point, so I don't think we'll make it to Mania or anything like that with this story. But I don't know. I don't know what's going on and how this will play out, but we will see.
All right. Then, I don't know what it is, but Sami Zayn continues to be hilarious. Just as last week on SmackDown, he came out with two male nurses. I have to make sure I highlight male nurses.
That's what
nurses.
Brock did. Brock highlighted
right.
the male. So.
Because apparently that's something unseen. I guess he knew that he was going to need to fight. I don't know how.
Maybe they don't have male nurses in Saskatchewan.
Or Minnesota.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going to say they probably do. just from my experience, men don't like women looking at them with their pants down. So a male nurse may have been requested at some point by someone that, you know. So
I did not think we were going to get that breakdown.
I'm just saying.
Poor Sami Zayn, though.
Yeah.
Poor Sami Zayn. Poor Sami Zayn, man. Because as much as I love Brock manipulating him the week before and all that, and I know we're not supposed to care for Sami. We're not. No one's supposed to care about this because he's a bad guy. He complains a lot. He's very, very good at getting people to not like him. But he lost a title match in two moves. And I know he got beat down before that. So it is unfair to just say two moves. But, you know, to basically get treated like an afterthought by the champion has to suck, no matter the story behind it. But especially since we know Sami will never. We know Sami ain't going to get any of his heat back on either one of them, Roman or Brock. So, but he's not going to get an ounce of that heat. But, you know, Brock Lesnar being allowed to do his own promos has been very entertaining. And I wasn't prepared for that. I have to say that, you know, he's been really good. You know, he's hitting it out of the park. And, you know, he's entertaining somehow, like cracking me up at times. But he's still intimidating as hell, haven't lost that, you know, threatening presence. I think it's impossible for him to not be threatening. I heard it's going to be a shock finish at day one, they claim. I don't know how people know that already.
Right.
But, yeah.
WWE doesn't even know it's it.
It's going to be a shock finish in Brock's and Roman's matches, they say. So,
sure.
I don't know. Sound like WWE is trying to put out a little bit of media hype. You know what I mean? Trying to get people to want to watch day one, see what that finish is all about.
Please. Okay. That's exactly what it is. Just
someone from WWE leaked something. And it may not even be real, but they're just trying to, you know, add a little bit of hype.
Right. We'll see. We'll see. So, for some reason, Randy and Matthew were on SmackDown, and they had this triple threat best tag team.
They had a poll, and they won it.
They had no business winning it, but the New Day, especially over the New Day and the Usos, like, who been here longer? How y'all going to be the best at anything? Y'all can't even be the best on your brand. The only reason why you tag team champions.
They the champions.
The only reason why you tag team champions is because there ain't no tag team division there.
Oh, my goodness. They've beaten everyone.
That don't mean they're good. Like, and no, this is not from my dislike of Matthew Riddle.
I think that has a little bit to do with
it. And his.
A little bit.
His face and his annoying voice.
Sound like that has a lot to do with it.
And. The fact that, you know what, I digress. Randy's doing an
amazing job. So you don't agree with
the
poll? You don't agree with the poll?
No, I think they're all idiots.
Wow.
Randy's,
so if you listen to the show and you voted for RK-Bro, you're an idiot.
Yes, you are. Randy's great. You know, he's doing a good job. He's doing a good job.
Yeah, it's true.
But he's not better than the New Day and the Usos. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm going to say, man, it's a surprise to me how much I do like RK-Bro. You know, I hate the name. I don't too much care for the entrance music, even though it's kind of hilarious to see Randy Orton coming out to a song that sounds like that. And it was cool to see the New Day dancing to it last night. But honestly, you know, they've been entertaining. You can say what you want, but those little segments are, you know, they're entertaining. Sometimes Riddle's hit and miss as far as that goes. But, like, Randy Orton is consistently entertaining in these segments to me. And, you know, I think what makes them really strong is that they've had great matches together. You know, they've had really, really great matches, even if they've been repetitive because they don't have, like you said, don't have the deepest, don't have the greatest tag division. And just the fact that they're on SmackDown just kind of shows you that they are one of the best, or at least the highlights to Raw, in creative's mind, and you know, I don't know how I shouldn't be surprised if you go off those matches how over they are, but you know, if they continue to get popular, I do believe it's setting us up for like a great eventual Riddle and Orton feud, because you know Orton don't do this for much, it's not gonna, you know, take up. And do this for much longer. Now, I think he's genuinely enjoying this, though. He do look like he's having fun with Riddle. So, yeah. I think this is cool. And, you know, Orton is just on another level in general right now. I think, you know, it was kind of funny. I know a lot of people were like, no, there's no way JR. Like, when JR said Randy Orton's the best in the world. You know, I don't know about a lot of people. But I know some people were, you know, resentful of that, especially when Kenny was still the champion at the time, and you know, obviously one of the best in the world, had one of the best title reigns. But I can understand why people say that, because if you really look at what Randy's been doing since, really, even during the pandemic, you know, Randy's been the strong point of their programming for a while. So, he's on another level.
Yeah. I like how you said he's on another level. We're gonna switch gears again, okay?
Like I said, Riddle's hit or miss. He's not hit or miss in the ring. He's great in the ring. That's the greatest compliment to Riddle is his wrestling. But he's hit or miss as a character to me.
Yeah, sometimes, and this is just my opinion. Sometimes they go overboard with the whole dumb stoner act, and I think that's my main issue with Riddle. Is that it's like you're trying to be Harold and Kumar. If you don't know the reference, you're too young to be listening to this podcast. But sometimes they're just like stale white toast. You know?
Yeah. By the way, it's been a lot of cannabis references in WWE.
Yes.
You know, for recently, and that's, you know, I don't know.
It's more legal now, more widespread. Like,
I was about to say, do you think WWE has eased up on their policy on cannabis?
No.
I don't think so either. I doubt the wrestler. I'm pretty sure the wrestler still cannot.
Were they based at in Connecticut? Yeah. Connecticut does not have a weed policy.
Well, their territory was New York, though. Now, if they go off New York laws, you know, there you go. But
Connecticut. Anyway,
let's go. That's just where headquarters is at.
That's where Vance lives. Okay, we're going to move on. So
ask me this question.
I've got this. Don't prompt me. Everything has to be natural. You see how well I'm doing transition so far?
Mm-hmm.
Don't question it. Now, did WWE overreact to AEW's launch?
You didn't even lead it to that. Anyway, yes.
Are you gonna elaborate?
No, I'm just playing. Yes, I'm gonna elaborate. Well, they overreacted, in my opinion, based on just the decision to even put NXT head to head with them. I think if they would have left that slot alone and just let them have it, just let them exist, coexist, if you see what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. Leave NXT, you know, if you want to bring it to USA, just put it on Tuesday originally, like it is now. And if, you know, I would have probably, I didn't mind it. I loved it. I liked it better when it was on the network, when it was, you know, when I had it on streaming services. But if you're going to put it on television, originally put it on Tuesday. Don't get, you know, turned off by, or like, you know, not even turned off. Don't get influenced because of all the names and all of the press that AEW was getting and, you know, forced in your developmental, in my opinion. But like, you know, even though they were putting on great shows, they still was supposed to be a pipeline originally. And they look even more like a pipeline now with all the young faces, but I get it. What I'm trying to say about it is that they didn't have to put it directly up against AEW, you know, especially if you didn't look at them like competition, like they maintained. Leading with that step was kind of like, you know, immediately. And it would, you know, in my opinion, if they avoided that from the very beginning and they did not overreact to AEW's launch, I wouldn't have to deal with so much stupidity on my line, like after Jeff Hardy's release, people talking about whether or not he's going to AEW. Or people being, not saying WWE doesn't deserve criticism, because like I said, the public opinion about them right now is really, really rough, and it should be. But some people are unfair to them, because they're really doing things they've always done. You know, it's just to a different degree now, but they've always kind of done these things. Even the storyline stuff that people hate, they've always done these things. And I understand being fed up, and that is what it is, but I don't think they would, as much of this AEW versus WWE thing would even really exist if WWE actually truly treated them kind of like they do Impact, mm-hmm, and don't even acknowledge it. Even though they losing talent to it and all that type of stuff, you just don't it, you know, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, because in the future, there it's gonna eventually become that, because we talk about all the time how when wrestlers, Drew McIntyre, for instance, went off, got released, did what he had to do, and came back, they act like he wasn't wrestling. Like, yeah, he's been.
Yeah,
he's,
they do it to everyone else. So I just didn't understand why they had to do something, because that's publicly, or at least you know it's going to be perceived as you're trying to take viewers away from us.
Yeah, I think it was just because of the fresh meat. It garnered a lot of hype on the interwebs because they had a fresh approach, and they are old farts that were afraid of something new and
I get, yeah,
innovative. They was like, oh, wait, this is getting a lot of hype. I don't understand. And they did indeed overreact. I agree with you on that. They definitely overreacted.
All right.
Speaking of AEW, so CM Punk and MJF had a bit of a tiff.
Yeah, that's what you call it.
Just a bit of a tiff.
Yeah. Overall, man, the promos in this angle have been great from the very beginning. You know, as expected, they're both kind of known for doing this on the mic, and you know, I just really can't wait to see the payoff. That's where I'm at now. That's where I'm already at from the beginning, you know. And you want to make somebody mad, threaten their pet.
Yeah.
You know, MJF threatened his dog. That's
fucked up. I was coming after him.
Yeah, even you were even passionate about that. Because only scum hurt animals. Only scum hurt animals.
Sociopath.
Well, MJF was a babyface this most recent episode, you know. And he wasn't not a babyface, but he was a babyface, you know, at a night, for a night in his hometown. I think it was Long Island. So, you know, yeah, it was cool to see that, man, because it was kind of, you know, always, you know, they were booing the hell out of Punk, and Punk was right. Punk was like, this dude was threatening my dog. That's your guy? Really? And, you know, he did bury the New Jersey, he did bury their team a lot, and I'm, you know, I said New Jersey. New Jersey Devils is a whole other team. I'm gonna have problems.
Yeah, they're gonna come for you.
Anyway, I don't. Who cares? He buried the hockey team. I don't care about hockey. So, if I offended you, who cares? Anyway, I really don't care. If you're a hockey fan, watch your hockey. Don't be offended. Anyway, kudos though to MJF, man, and that crowd was really, really fun. I will say that. I just offended your hockey team also, like Punk, but you guys were a really great crowd. And I thought this was productive to their feud, so I can't wait to see what happens next with them. I don't know if they're gonna do anything that Winter Is Coming. I don't necessarily think Winter Is Coming is a special. It has a name of a special.
It's like a fire.
But it's really just a Hangman Page and Daniel Bryan. It's the only thing they promoted that I've seen on television. You know, usually they run down the card for the next week, and I swear before this main event on the most recent AEW, they did not do that. They just showed Winter Is Coming, a Hangman Page, and Bryan Danielson. So they definitely did that on Rampage. Maybe I wasn't paying attention on Dynamite, they did it, but I know on Rampage they did not.
Because we don't watch.
Remind us of the matches.
Yeah,
and you're right. I do skip a lot, so that's possible. I could have just missed it, and if I did, I'm not sorry, but I missed it.
Whoa!
I don't like apologizing for stuff that everybody do.
Then don't apologize. Don't apologize unless you mean it.
I said I'm not sorry. That's not apologizing.
That's too close to an apology. So since it's Winter Is Coming, you know, Sting's going to do something. Maybe he might come from the rafters. I don't know. We'll see, because he's
he's going to make it snow again, obviously.
Yeah, he's the forebear. He's going
to
open up the show.
By the way, Lee Moriarty, you have to help me get the last name, because yes. You know the what show the character's
Sherlock.
From? Sherlock Holmes. Yeah. So, yeah, Lee Moriarty. Shout out to him for his performance in that match with Punk. I enjoyed that match, you know, and you could just tell he just kind of wrestles like a guy who was born to do it. So I have to shout him out. It's always cool, especially to see a brother, and I'm always point that out when I see. I'm gonna say it all the time. My people, I love it. I'm rooting for all y'all. I want everybody to be on top, world champions. We gotta blacken up all these companies.
Yeah,
I want black people everywhere.
Before you continue,
for real,
the disrespect. I saw Westside Gunn out there dripping, and y'all just.
Right? Put the camera on Westside Gunn. You see that chain? All that jewelry in the front row?
Like, do better.
At least acknowledge. Acknowledge him. Like, yeah, acknowledge Westside Gunn.
Right? Shoot.
Next, yeah, on the next one, though. I put DB, but I meant Bryan Danielson in my notes.
I know who you're speaking of.
Someone else called him Daniel. I'm actually excused, because Hangman Page in his tweet called him Daniel Bryan.
That he being disrespectful. Anyway, the American Dragon, Bryan Danielson, has been systematically taking out all of the members. This is a video game arcade ladder type situation.
That's exactly what it seemed like. Like, Hangman Page is the boss, and the Dark Order are the, you know, the tower.
Does that mean Colt Cabana is the weak link here?
Who did
he fight first? It was Colt, right?
Yeah, I think that's how it went. I think it was Colt. I think it was Colt. Allen.
Uno.
No, it was Uno. Colt, Uno, and Allen.
Yeah.
Or was it Uno first?
Or was it 10? He fought 10 at some point.
It doesn't matter. I don't know. I'm off. He fought everybody.
Except
Stu.
No, he fought Stu.
He fought Stu too?
He fought Stu.
I missed him fighting Stu?
Yep, you did.
Oh, crap.
Probably was on a rampage.
Yeah, that probably was decent, man. I like Stu. Anyway.
Stu got his ass whooped.
Of course. All of them did. You know, even John. But yeah, it's been fun. It's been a fun way for Bryan, man. Bryan has been getting in his heel bag, and he's just, I told you the other day, heel Bryan is the best Bryan. He's the greatest. He's one of the best at not only just getting heat. I love the way he does it too, because it's logical. Like, he speaks logic, you know. He's you know, kind of, he can be a little bit egotistical when he gets like this, but it works perfectly with his character, especially with the new element of him being allowed to be that violent American Dragon that if you watch ROH back in the day, you know all about. And that's, you know, especially when he started talking about kicking people's face in, and, you know, the way he wrestles now, a different submission victory every other match, or he's doing the running knee. Like, he switches it up whenever he wants. He's been wrestling on another level. If anyone deserves this match with Hangman, he's earned it with the way he's just been looking great every week. And he's wrestling every freaking week. That's, if I had any downside to this thing, is that I haven't really gotten a chance to watch Hangman just work. But Bryan Danielson has been working every week since they basically – since he signed, basically. And, you know, I don't think their encounter even really need a great build, and I have enjoyed this build. You know what I mean? They don't need a crazy build to interest me. And they also, you know, they also obviously don't even really need the build out the winner's coming card, because this match is big enough. It's just like, no, Bryan Danielson and Hangman. I don't have to even talk about what's coming, what else is coming next week. Because Bryan Danielson and Hangman is coming.
You think Thunder Rosa and Jade are coming too, or no?
I think I'm assuming some. If I was them, I would do both tournament matches next week. If this is supposed to be a big night,
yeah, let's
do
that.
I would do Nyla and Ruby Soho, and then Jade and Thunder Rosa.
Oh yeah, that would be
Thunder Rosa and Nyla would be finished, or will it be Ruby and Thunder, where they go both popular people?
So you just gonna throw Jade out?
I was getting there.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't see Jade and Nyla, but would they do that? Would they do either way it go? If Nyla and Jade would win, it's gonna have to be Thunder or Ruby.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. I don't know if they're gonna give this belt to Thunder Rosa, because I think they want to give the world title to the other one, the AEW championship that Britt has, to Thunder Rosa. Maybe I'm presuming wrong, but I don't know if they're gonna go TBS with her. I think Ruby Soho is my pick.
Not Jade?
Oh, I would not mind Jade.
You don't want
Jade,
that big
I do
show?
Not want her to repeat that. That's the I told you from the beginning, that's the only reason why I'm not rooting for her. I love Jade Cargill. You're not going to turn me against my girl. I support her, and I want her to dominate. But if she's going to be saying that line over and over again, I can't support her being the TBS champion. Okay? All right. That's I told you from the beginning.
I hadn't heard her say it in a while.
Yeah, she hasn't. Thank goodness. If she stops saying it, then yes, please win, Jade. I don't mind it. Dominate. It actually works. She's on Rampage all the damn time. Anyway, that's what I think they're going to do. I think, if anything, that's what's going to happen. We're going to get Jade and Thunder Rosa next Rampage. And then maybe Nyla and Ruby Wednesday.
Maybe. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. All right. Next
up. I said this podcast wouldn't be an hour earlier, and I was lying to you.
So I already know. We ramble, especially with that intro in the water and all of that. I was like, yeah, he's a liar. So Adam Cole's been there for a while. He's been doing his super click stuff, fighting Jungle Boy, putting his – no, that was Nick that put his hands – no, that was Matt that put his hands
no,
on his –
no, it was Nick. It was Nick.
Oh my God, so nasty. Don't ever do that again.
I don't know why he was doing it.
Was that Tony?
He was trying to mimic. Yeah, take the camera off him. Siobhan was like, get the camera off him. I agree, Tony. Adam Cole's usage has been, you know, the topic of conversation. You know, I've seen a lot of people having a lot of stuff to say. You know, some people don't like it. Some people think they have not been using him right. But you know, it's just way too early, in my opinion, to judge his run. You know, give it time. Give it time. He had an awesome match in his pay-per-view debut. You know, I may think that Meltzer gives out a lot of stars, but I think he just gives out stars. But I think everyone would genuinely enjoy that match. It was really, really strong. I really liked it too. I thought it deserved it, but. Also, this stuff with Orange Cassidy, I wrote this before. I said it can lead to Beretta coming back, and then Beretta came back. So, you know, shout out to Trent Beretta.
Beretta on my side.
Because
that's a joke.
Go Beretta ahead. On my side. Question mark.
Dope.
Anyway, you know, Beretta, he had a neck thing, you know, or a spinal thing. So that's scary. So I'm glad he's back, and I'm glad everything is fine. And you know, definitely missed him though. Definitely missed him. But yeah, you can't hate on that, man. You know, we might get another 6-man tag that's pretty great with Orange Cassidy involved, and that's another thing. It seems like Adam Cole is really, really, you know, he really getting the best of Orange Cassidy. So they obviously have a feud going on, or at least something that may lead to a one-on-one match at some point. And, you know, with Kyle O'Reilly being free, you know, a free agent now, and a lot of people really wanted him to pop up in AEW. You know, you have Bobby Fish, Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, then you have the Bucks. That's five. That can be a whole, that can be another faction, another, a new force. You know, not that they have to, you know, maybe that is the super click altogether. It don't have to be. I don't know. They don't, the Undisputed click, I don't like it. Don't need to be that.
Weren't they
but
called
I'm
Red
just
Dragon
saying,
or something?
Yeah,
like that?
I think they should just let them be Red Dragon again.
Dragon
yeah.
click.
Yeah, let them, the Dragon click is kind of, okay, that can work. But yeah, Red Dragon, and then, you know, you have Kyle O'Reilly, you know, Red Dragon and the Super Click. And then you have them go against the best friends all together or, you know, however they want to play it. You know, and or down the line, like I said, that crew group all together can just take over AEW going forward next year. We'll see. AEW is probably going to look a lot different by the end of next year. That's the same way it is this year. Like, it's a lot of stuff that was here in this December that I don't think that was – it's a lot of stuff that, you know, was not here last December in AEW.
Right.
So, wrestling is changing in a lot of ways. But Adam Cole is fine. Give it time. And he will probably be even more important than you think.
Side note, side mention, Big Swole is
yes,
no longer.
That has happened since I was gone. So, yeah.
With AEW.
Yeah, no longer with. It's really, I really hate to see her go, but I understand she's always going to make the best decision for her and, you know, her health. And, you know, and she's still going to be doing stuff. Still going to be doing wrestling, I think, indie shows. So, you know, she's still working.
Starting a podcast.
But, yep, has a podcast. And shout out to her. Thanks for shout out to joining to the podcast world. Big Swole. And she's perfect for it, too, because, you know, she's just.
All the personality.
Like, yeah, come on now. Hilarious. You know, very, very interesting. So, yeah, it'll work. She'll be fine. And, yeah, hopefully we'll see her down the line again. Maybe not in AEW, but, you know, you never know. So, yeah, we'll definitely, you know, keep looking out, support her, and go see her wherever she's working. And, yeah, we love Big Swole here, always.
We do. I think that's what I want for Christmas. I want a Big Swole t-shirt.
All right, yeah. Pro wrestling tees, I guess, or whatever, wherever we find it, we need to get some merch. Got our own thing. Yeah. Have to go find it.
All right. Now, here is something that I guess we've been debating for a hot minute now, because we talk about you definitely let your anime influence come in here, but
yes.
Do you think AEW Rampage is a necessity program?
Yeah, I love seeing Mark Henry every week. That's always a plus, you know, and unfortunately, even though I really – you know, I think he's limited in the job because he only shows up for that one segment.
I was about to say, he ain't moderating.
You know, at the end of the day, he getting paid to do that. Shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? You get paid a decent salary just to do one segment a week. You know, that's pretty cool. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's coaching and giving advice, too, and all that. So,
definitely.
We know, you know, he's a veteran of the business, so he knows what's going on. But, yeah, man, I really was wondering this because it's good matches there. And I believe, like, come on, I love, you know, It's been strong matches. It's been good, great moments, like Punk's first match and, like, having all, you know, a lot of stuff. I get it. A lot of decent stuff happened. But most of the time, you know, it's not the most exciting things or not even that. It's just, like, it just feels like I said, it feels like AEW filler. Nothing really important always happens. And I know, like you said, I let my anime influence come in with the filler, but – basically, in filler, you have a lot of time they're buying time for the next manga to come out or whatever it is, the next storyline to develop. So, you know, you just fill time with, you know, not always pointless, but sometimes just completely made up stories. And I'm not saying AEW isn't to that extent, but I am saying that Rampage it feel like it's a drop off there from how, you know, the storylines and what's going on Dynamite. Dynamite feel like a completely different show. And some of this stuff is reflecting in the ratings. Y'all know I don't give a damn about the ratings, but I do, you know, a lot of people do. So a lot of people are saying that. But, you know, I do check out the matches that interest me. And I'm not saying it should go away. I'm just wondering if I'm the only one who feels like it's a drop-off in Dynamite. And, you know, with that being said, Rampage was really, really good this week. You know why? Because it had meaningful moments. You know, Hook's debut, that was meaningful, especially if you've been on the internet over the last few months. You know, Hook is very, very popular on the internet. And also, he also looked really fucking good, too, by the way. Like, just did really good. Like, he had presence. The match was fun. You know, even though it was short and pretty much a squash match, I thought he looked really good in the ring.
Flash Fuego got some hits.
And you know, Fuego got something in. Yeah, definitely. But we all knew what was gonna happen, and him making him tap out, you know, I kinda like seeing that, and it was cool. You know, I think Hook is gonna be fine, actually. You know, and I think that they did a really good job of being patient with him.
Yeah. You know. I'm gonna say I was not expecting him to be a specialist of any sort. He looked like what's the word that the people use these days? A fuckboy. He looked like a fuckboy.
Oh my god.
He did. Yeah. I had low expectations. I'm pleasantly surprised.
Oh my god. He looked like I played that noise, but I don't think that was a joke. That's funny. It works though. It works. But yeah. Rampage was good this week, and I think that they need to, like, they had a tag title match, so, you know, yeah. You know, I think when they have important things going on on Rampage, it's fun. But when they just kind of throw squashes or throw other moments in there that's really could have probably been on Dark, or even if they wouldn't have been on Dark, like, some of it feels like it might as well be on Dark because it's that unimportant to what else to what else is going on, or these storylines don't get followed up on, or you basically know going into it who's going to win, that whole situation too, even if it's going to be a good match. And that's not a big deal because that's wrestling a lot of times, especially for me because I am the prediction king out here. I mean, I'm just really, really good at predicting what's going on in wrestling. I watch that much wrestling.
Okay.
But...
Somebody's got a big ego today.
I've been winning lately. I got a perfect score on Survivor Series. I got perfect on Takeover. Like,
now you know WWE now allows you to bet.
I'm gonna have to start doing it. I think it's crazy that I have to put my money on the line for some old man's whim.
That's,
in Vince's case, at least fair. Tony Khan has like 30 people in the room when they make their decision. So, you know, but that's even more like, man, I don't know if it's a safe bet because on a whim, somebody can suggest, no, Britt should go over. Oh, there we go.
Oh, it's over with. Lost 50,000.
She
right
should
there.
Beat Thunder Rosa at, you know, All Out. Or what's the next one? What's the next
Revolution?
Big one? Yeah, Revolution is at the beginning
Revolution,
of the year.
Revolution, yeah. Yeah, okay. Because you know how the sun revolves around the planets or some stuff. Well, I know science.
What happened? Don't worry about it. Just let's get to the next one. Let's get this out the way.
Earth,
I'm at the end.
Earth revolves around the sun. Because the sun here is the center of the universe.
Yes.
All right. Brain fart. Time to be serious. Okay. Jeff Hardy is no longer with the WWE.
It's sick, man. I really, like, I was just talking about that.
You were, yeah.
That, it was just the last episode before this most recent when Jeff was on the show.
Yep.
So it's crazy how these things go. He also, in the incident that supposedly, you know, his last show there, he wrestled for like 10 good minutes in the ring.
Yeah, that's why we were thinking like he got concussed. And
yeah, that's what I thought when I originally saw the clip. Like, he wrestled for a while in the ring before he left, so it was crazy. But you know,
probably
at the end of the day,
because he left,
maybe, you know, you never know. I don't know. We don't know the details. I've heard different conflicting things, and it doesn't even really matter to me. Really, the detail. At the end of the day, he's not there anymore, and you know, I don't think that's how any of us wanted to see his run end. And also, like I said, he just was on Austin podcast talking about this and just mentioning this being his last chance. So this is probably gonna be it for him and that company. And it's the end of an era for real. We'll never see him doing what he does best there. You know, he definitely could pop up again. But wrestling is more important things than wrestling. At the end of the day, I know everybody out here just wants Jeff to be okay, safe, you know what I mean, happy, and just being the legend that he is, living out the best of his years as the legend that he is. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I know his wife and I know other people came out and said everybody's fine. And that's great to hear. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters to me. I've seen a lot of people talking about the rehab report and all that type of stuff, why he turned it down. And it, you know, I just feel like it's a lot of people who don't necessarily understand how addiction goes, because a lot of people was very, very disrespectful, in my opinion, about just how it, you know, oh, man, he turned it down, so man, you know, he obviously really, really need help or whatever, whatever. And, yeah, definitely could. But that's not even the situation. Like, my whole thing is you don't know. It's not that easy is what I'm trying to say. It's not one of those things that is easy to do, you know. And he's been there before. So, like, seeking alternative methods or trying different things is a alternative that he can try. And, you know, he may not have to be an inpatient. So, like, it's a lot of different ways to look at it. And you can feel how you want to feel about it. But at the end of the day, Jeff Hardy is no longer in WWE. And, you know, like I said, that sucks. Because I think we all wanted him to have another run. And maybe even a shot at beating Roman. Who knew? Who would knew if he would? But I'm just saying it would have been great to watch even a match. And we didn't get that. We got robbed of that. And that kind of sucks. But it is what it is. Like I said, wrestling is not important. Is not the most important thing here. What's most important is that he's okay, and yeah, that's cool. Yeah. I'm glad that that's what's getting out, that he's fine, and that's all that matters. That's all that matters.
I agree. Again, just sending love to Jeff, his family.
Everybody loves Jeff Hardy.
Exactly. Everybody loves Jeff Hardy. All right. On a lighter note, tell me some of the matches that you recommended people go check out.
Yeah, so from the last month, but you know, mostly from just what I just reviewed, which is WWE and AEW, breaking it down, ending the show with this. Like I said, Becky Lynch and Charlotte, really, really fun stuff. Definitely go check it out if you haven't. The Usos and RK-Bro from that show, I wrote down. Ruby Soho and Chris Statlander from a Dynamite from a couple weeks ago, that tournament match, that was strong. I really liked it. Cody versus Andrade in the street fight, because Cody, not only was he on fire in the match, he pinned him while his arm was still on fire. First time I've ever seen it. I've never seen a guy get pinned while the other guy was on fire. So, I don't know. You didn't have to do that, Cody, but cool. You know what I mean?
You could have stopped, dropped, and rolled.
It was hilarious because, like, if you look at it, he told Brandy, like, Brandy come in, she set the table on fire. And the spot that he chose to do, Andrade barely got touched by that fire. It was all Cody. I'll call it. He put himself through that for nothing. But, yeah, man, I do love wrestling first. It was the first time I got to see a guy pin another guy while he's on fire. So that was cool. You know, the men's War Games match, NXT 2.0. I know I don't talk about that here a lot. NXT 2.0 has not been good, but that was very, very fun to me. I really like War Games this year, from a couple Sundays or Saturdays ago. I don't know. What day?
It was like last Saturday. Sunday. It was Sunday.
Okay, it was Sunday. So, y'all, yeah, cool. It was Sunday. Big E and Kevin Owens in the cage match from the most recent Raw. Like I said, Liv Morgan and Becky Lynch. Also strong. Rocky Romero and Chuck versus the Young Bucks. And then Brian Danielson and John Silver. Loved all of that from Dynamite. Drew McIntyre and Sheamus from last night. RK-Bro versus the Usos versus the New Day from last night, with the New Day winning. Dig that. FTR versus the Lucha Bros from last night was cool. Rampage, just from the last month, like I said. And then Hook's debut, like I said, if you just want to check it out, not really a classic or, you know, on the level of some of these earlier matches. But if you want to just see what I was talking about and seeing Taz's son whoop some ass, it was cool. Yeah, really cool. And I recommend that that's what you check out. And I think this is a very, very good way of me doing isn't ketchup a condiment?
Yes.
Okay, so we just caught up. That was bad. Okay, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, that was trash. I don't know what to say other than that was bad.
You are really not funny on the microphone.
That
was a joke.
I tried.
That was a joke. I was being sarcastic. It's okay. Did I hurt your ego? You have been feeling yourself too much this episode, so I had to bring you down a peg or two.
No, you didn't hurt my ego.
Damn.
No, you didn't
hurt. Try harder next time. No. Yeah. All right, well, that wraps it up for us. My iPad just said low battery. All right, I got you.
Yeah, we're going to get out of here, guys. Thank you guys for listening again, sticking with me, checking it out, even though we, you know, like I said, I got to be better about telling you guys when I'm going to disappear. So I'm going to start planning out these disappearances.
Just keep your schedule, man, because I think the last episode, you're just like, we'll be back with an album review of something or other. I may be confused.
I also promoted a movie review, but that movie, oh, all right, He got a movie review.
Oh, yeah.
The most horrible movie. So go on your Amazon if you got Amazon Fire Stick. If you just got Prime Video at all. Go watch a movie called Deadly Passion. I promise you it is one of the most... Okay, don't watch it because this is a detriment to your mind, your brain, and everything. It has some. You're gonna lose brain cells. It makes no sense whatsoever. It is horrible. It has a horrible ending. It sends a terrible message to everybody. Literally, grown people have no clue how to make decisions in that movie. And also, you see one of the worst BBLs I've ever seen in my life. All right, so I didn't mean to do that. I know that sounded bad. But I'm just saying. I like when the thighs, man. We're going to stop. I'm gonna leave it right there. Either way it goes, it's trash. It's very, very trash. I'm probably going to get canceled. Somebody's going to get mad at me. And I'm sorry. I don't mean to body shame. But I will say this. She got shot in the belly at the end.
Yeah, that fetus got aborted.
Spoiler. She got shot in the belly at the end. You'll see why. Hey, did that get you excited? I hope not. It was horrible. Don't watch it. I recommend if you go watch it. Don't complain to me because you feel stupider after it. Don't complain to me because, you know, whatever. And now if you tell me you loved it, just don't tell me. I don't even want to know because if whoever you are out there, your taste in movies is questioned. These Amazon Prime movies are horrible. I don't know why they do it. They $40. Nobody edited them. Like, what is going on?
We should go.
These are production companies, right?
We should go.
Okay. Don't watch it. Bye. I mean, adios.
Adios.